Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to the Midday Interview. I have a guest in the studio today that I've looked forward to meeting for a long time. Her name is Sheila Bonham, and she is an award-winning author of 17 nonfiction books on animal care and animal rescue. Sheila is about to jump into the world of fiction. She will be publishing her first novel in October of this year. So, Sheila, welcome. Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, let's talk first of all about you have a PhD. What is it in?
I have a PhD in folklore from Indiana University, heavy on the cultural anthropology.
Mm-hmm. So that interested you probably in writing.
I was a writer long before I was a folklorist.
Uh-huh. These days you write and you paint and you teach writing workshops. Kind of talk about, when we know, how you fill your time.
How I fill my time. Wow. That's no problem at all.
Pet dogs.
Right. Well, I spend a lot of time writing. I write every day, and I also paint, just for my own pleasure, mainly. Mm-hmm. Although I do show my paintings sometimes.
Watercolors?
Watercolor, mostly. Some colored pencil, occasionally an oil. And, of course, I spend a lot of time playing with dogs. I show my dogs mostly in obedience, but I have shown them in other sports as well.
And what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a 13-year-old Australian Shepherd right now and a 6-year-old Labrador Retriever.
Wonderful. And you've had many, many dogs and cats over the years.
I have.
And you've also shown horses at one point?
I showed horses. That was about 1,000 years ago. I showed jumpers.
Uh-huh. So you've been involved with animals and animal care for a long time. What made you decide to write about them?
Years ago, I started two rescue organizations, one for Labrador Retrievers and one for Australian Shepherds. I co-founded the second one. And at that time, this was pre-Facebook, pre-internet, there were no easily accessible sources of information for people setting up rescue programs. So I decided to write the book that I needed when I set those programs up. So I wrote a book called Breed Rescue, which was the first book on canine rescue and how to organize a group.
Now, you have a more recent book called Rescue Matters, How to Find, Foster, and Rehome Companion Animals.
Correct.
Sheila sent this to me ahead of time, and it's a wonderful book. So practical, so helpful, and all the details of how to do your own rescues and fostering, or if you can't do that directly, how you can be supportive of the organizations that do. It's a wonderful book, and I was looking in the cover of that and seeing all of the books that you had also written previously, including The Multiple Dog Family, Training Your Dog for Life, The Multiple Cat Family, mostly dog books, but there's some cat books in there as well. And it's just really great stuff. She also sent me Getting and Owning a Cat, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Getting and Owning a Cat, which I have not finished, but I think I need to. As many cats as I've had.
And it's not for idiots.
Oh, good. As many cats as I've had, there's still things that come up with me and the cats that we have at home. So little behavior issues and problems with two male cats getting on each other's nerves and stuff like that. Before we get into your foray into fiction, I'd like to talk a little bit about what do people most often misunderstand about their companion animals?
I think there are two things. I think first is that people expect their pets to have the same motivations and interests and, you know, life that we have. And we call them fur babies and all of that. And I confess, we call our dogs our babies at home, but we fully understand that they are dogs. And I think that we miss out on a lot by thinking that they're just little furry people because mm-hmm. they're fascinating in their own right. But that also affects how we interact with them.
And the best thing is to learn how to think like a dog and be like a dog.
Well, so at least to understand how they may be thinking as much as we can.
Yeah, and then try to provide their true needs.
Right. And the other problem, I believe, is that many, many pet animals do not get enough exercise, both physical and mental. Mm-hmm. They need training. They need to have jobs to do, whether that's fetching the paper or, you know, just staying in a downstay while you eat your dinner, mm-hmm. but something that occupies their minds as well as their bodies.
Well, people joke about cats not wanting to do anything, but I find that's not true. I think one of my cats at home is particularly really intelligent. He gets into trouble because I think he's bored.
Absolutely. I think many cats, especially indoor cats, and I fully support keeping cats indoors, but I think then you have to find ways to stimulate them because think about it, they're predators. Mm-hmm. They're designed to make their living catching prey. So they're smart and they're athletic.
And if they're not out hunting, it's no
wonder
they get bored.
They need other things to do.
Exactly.
Right? And cats can be trained.
Yeah, I have not ventured into the world of training with a clicker, mm-hmm. but I'd like to do that.
Yes, clicker training works very well with cats.
Great. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Sheila Bonham. She has a PhD, and she has written 17 nonfiction books on animal care and animal rescue. And we're going to talk now about her leap into the world of writing fiction. So what is it that's prompting you to write a novel?
Oh, well, this novel I actually started a while ago. I have published some short fiction, some short stories. But I was in a writer's group with three other writers who were all working on fiction, and I was working on my nonfiction, and I just went home one day and said, you know what, I could do that too. And I started the novel, and it took a little while because I was working on other things, and it's a change, it's a big shift, but I've really enjoyed it.
Tell us about the book.
Okay, so the first mystery, it's in a series. I have a three-book deal, and the first book is called Drop Dead on Recall, which is a play on an obedience exercise for dogs, the drop on recall. So as you might guess, it begins at a dog show, and it's full of dogs and cats. It's very important to me that the animals in my books be realistic. So these are not animals that point out the killer in the phone book or anything. But they are important parts of the story. They play big roles.
And who is the human protagonist?
The human protagonist is named Janet McPhail, and she is an animal photographer, nature photographer.
Great. Good setup there.
Mm-hmm. And she's in her 50s, so she's a mature person.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, the book is coming out, the first one in the three-book series is coming out in October.
Right.
Talk now about some raffles that are coming up that you're involved with and the chance for all of us to participate in these ends at the end of this month. Talk about the organizations that are benefiting and the raffles themselves.
Okay. Well, I have teamed up with two organizations that support canine health in different ways. One of them is LabMed. And because I have a Labrador Retriever and there's a lab in the book, I've joined with them. LabMed provides grants to rescue organizations to help with extraordinary expenses for rescue dogs with medical problems. Mm-hmm. The other organization is Canine Health Events, and they organize events to raise money to donate to support canine health research to find cures for the problems that beset our dogs.
And how do people participate in the raffle?
Both of the raffles are available to enter online. The drawings will be the 1st of June. And I think we're posting the websites.
Yes, I'll put them on the WHQR website.
Okay, or they can go to my website, which is SheilaBonham.com.
So it's Sheila, BoneHam.com, which is, by the way, a wonderful website. You can see photographs of Sheila and of her current dogs that she has and read about her interesting history with animals and all about the many, many books that she's written, a number of which have won awards in the realm of cat and dog and animal writing in general. What else would you like to tell us, Sheila, about the raffles or about your work or what keeps you going doing this?
Oh, my. Well, the dogs keep me going.
Uh-huh.
I think that, you know, I also write other kinds of things. I write poems and I write creative nonfiction. So I'm very much a believer in the power of creativity to keep us balanced and excited about life.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I know from your website that you said that painting, when you paint, it helps you with your writing. And I imagine your writing helps you with your painting. So.
Right, because our subconscious can go into problems when we're doing something else that are hard to solve when we're trying to focus on them.
Exactly. So. You have two dogs at home now?
Mm-hmm. I have Jay, who's 13 years old, and Lily, who's 6 years old.
Okay, so you've got a black lab and a...
No, she's a yellow lab.
She's a yellow lab.
Yes.
Oh, they're
great.
She's
the blonde bombshell.
Okay. And then how about the other
one? And Jay is 13 years old. He's a blue merle, and he is the prototype for the main dog in my mystery series.
What is his
Who also
again?
Happens to be named Jay, and he's an Australian shepherd.
Aha.
I bred him. He was born into my hands.
Oh, how wonderful.
So he's a very special boy to me.
Well, I recommend that anybody who's listening right now go to the website SheilaBonham.com. It's Bonham is spelled B-O-N-E-H-A-M. And you can enter raffles there. The drawing will be on June 1st, so you've got till the end of May to enter. And the raffles will benefit two different organizations that care about the health of dogs, particularly. Sheila, thank you for coming in today and telling us about everything.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Good. This is WHQR.